Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day.
Yes. Happy Veterans Day.
To all of our veterans, not to us. We didn't do anything to earn this. We're not brave enough. Oh, my God.
No.
We were watching, my cousin and I were watching something on a war last night, and it's just so scary, the things that these people, these men and women that protect us, see.
It's insane.
I had a friend that emailed me from Afghanistan once, and she's like, there's bombs everywhere. This might be the last time that I ever talk to you. Just wanted to say, you know, I love you and I'm glad for our friendship. She made it out safe, but like that's there every day.
Yeah.
Every minute of every day.
Yeah, it's a whole nother world even.
My cousin's here. She has a husband that is military.
Yeah, he's in the Air Force.
He's in the Air Force. He was gone for
Total a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went overseas and deployed and had to fight, and it was pretty scary. Pretty scary.
What was it like? How much did you communicate with him when he was there?
It was, if we were lucky, maybe twice a week.
Wow.
It was pretty scary.
Wow. And so for those days on end that you would go not talking to him, you could only imagine what was going on.
Yeah, you have to communicate with other people, the other spouses of the people that are in the squadron, because sometimes you would hear from them.
Right, right.
And not from another spouse.
Right.
So you're just like constantly in communication to make sure that everybody's safe.
Right. And the underdog, the absolute underdog, and the person that also deserves a lot of credit today, the military spouse.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Spouse, family, it's insane.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, like, your friend, who you didn't know, if you're going to see them again, putting that on a family, I can't imagine.
Well, your father was in the military.
Yeah, father was in the military, grandfather was in the military. My girlfriend's brother is also in the military, so I have a huge thankfulness and support for the military just because of everyone I know who's been affected by it. I mean, I've been directly affected by it, obviously. So
Yeah. Our grandfather was in the military. My father was in the military, but only for like a little moment at the end of the Vietnam War. But thank you.
Right.
This is a day for you. Coming up with the news at 7 and 8 o'clock, instead of doing news, we're having Chris find out all of the benefits locally for and perks for those that are in the military today. We'll have a good list for you.
The list is, I found quite a bit, so you're going to get all of your free stuff today, and
yes,
it's going to take me a while to tell you all of it.
Good, good, because they deserve that, because they keep us safe. We sit here, we get to do this.
Right, because they do that.
Yeah, because God only knows what's going on over there.
Mm.
So we just want to say thank you very much to our veterans, and all day today going to be thanking you and super appreciative of everything that you do. If you're here, if you're back, if you've lost someone, we're absolutely with you. But we do have to talk about the Chiefs game. It's coming up. The Chiefs game. We'll change subjects in a minute.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Oh, man. No nails. No nails left. Like, not just at the end of my fingernails. Like, my nails are completely bitten off from that damn game.
I was going to say, did you bite them off and then you ripped them off at the end?
Yes, that's basically what happened.
Yeah, you got so mad that you just ripped them off? Yeah. Welcome to being a Chiefs fan, Jordan. Isn't it great?
Well, I had to tell my cousin that. She's in town again this weekend, and we were watching the game. It gets to that very last 32 seconds or 23 seconds, and we have the ball. And my cousin's like, it's over. And I was like, no, this is the Chiefs.
And he even said it on air. He said, if any team is going to be able to do this, it's this team.
Right.
With 23 seconds, if any team can do it, it's this team. And we did it. And then we didn't do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, imagine having a quarterback come back from a knee injury and all of this, throw for over 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, a passer rating of 120, which is amazing, and you still lose.
Okay, here's my question.
Yes.
This is an ignorant question that I don't know football. You know, I'm just getting into it this year, so I am asking this question as someone just watching the game and not knowing all the politics and things behind it. But is half of our team really good and the other half suck? Because it's like Mahomes will throw really, really well, but it's no one will catch it.
Here's what I'm confused about. Now, here's what I just don't understand. When Matt Moore played for those games that he stepped up, our receivers stepped up and they made plays. Tyreek Hill made that diving catch into the end zone. They made plays. Our defense didn't allow a run. You know, they were dominant. And then all of a sudden, Patrick comes back and no one can catch the ball. And our defense is just kind of like, hey, we're gonna do our best, but it's not very good.
Well, even the announcers were talking about timing. You know, like maybe Mahomes is just one step ahead. Like just that one little millisecond ahead that makes it, he's just that much better than Matt Moore was. And Matt Moore was playing on the level that the other members of the team were playing at. I don't know.
Right. The receivers aren't used to the ball being dropped at that time. I see what they're saying by that. But my thing is there were so many plays where the receivers had the ball.
Right.
Like on their fingertips. And yeah, there were some overthrows thrown over the top of their head, things like that. But those are the plays that you have to make. And as far as the defensive side of things go, you cannot almost beat the Packers, one of the best teams in the league, not just in the NFC, in the league, and then give it up to the Titans. I mean, just, yeah, there you go. Just run it.
I mean, the Titans played well.
They did.
That block at the very end of the last third second. Oh. Who stopped a football like
dude,
that?
Dude,
who stopped a football with their hands?
I watched that because I went, that's offsides. And so many people are tweeting, that's offsides, that's offsides. I watched that video at least 100 times, just trying to figure it out, putting it in slow-mo. He timed that so well. That is one of the best football moves I've seen.
Really?
Yes. I mean, he jumped at the snap of that ball. And people will
You're
argue.
Talking about the Titans.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I will give them all credit with that.
Yeah.
Because that play was phenomenal.
Absolutely.
But
probably broke his damn hand.
Speaking of special teams, dude, what are we doing with this missed snap and then I don't know what to do with the ball.
Okay. What happened there?
Missed time snap. So basically, the holder wasn't ready.
Yeah,
which makes sense. The thing with that is, you're missing the snap. You have the ball. Your option is basically lay down and just cover up the ball. You decide to just throw it into the middle of nowhere, get a intentional grounding penalty, set them up even better.
Yep.
Don't understand that.
Yep.
There's a lot of last 2 minute things that I don't understand. A lot of people are mad that on third and two, Andy Reid didn't just run the ball because if we got a first down, the game was over. Basically,
right.
the
right.
game ends. It's over. All right. Here's the thing. I love the theory of just run it. Andy Reid was smart enough to know that the Titans said they're just going to run it. It's third and two.
Right.
And if they get a first down, they win the game. Let's just stop the run. So he went with a pass play. Okay. That's coaching. You know, people can say what they want. He thought it would work and it didn't work out. It's football. And that's my big thing. Any given Sunday, any team can win. It's crazy, but man, that sucked.
I know.
A lot. That's a hard loss.
There were too many times during yesterday's game where I went, "Where is the football?"
Right.
Like a play happened and I could not. And then they do the slow-mo and I'm still like, "Where is the football?" I can see. I have a giant television set. But I could not see where the football was. The Tyreek Hill sideline catch. I was like, where's the football?
I know. It was one of those days where, like, I'm okay with losing to certain teams. I was okay with the Packers loss because we played really well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with certain losses. I'm okay with the Texans loss because we played really well and Deshaun Watson played really well. I'm not okay with Tennessee. I'm not okay with this loss. This should have been one where, like you said, is this half our team really good and half our team really bad? Because Patrick Mahomes threw for, oh, I mean, he just was phenomenal.
Right.
And my fear is he loves this city and we love him so much. But honestly, when you have that kind of playing potential, when you are that good.
You think he might leave?
And the rest of your team is dropping the ball like that? Dude, I'd be pissed too. I'd look at them and go, when my knee is out. You guys play phenomenally. All of a sudden, they come back, and everyone acts like they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, I got you. I got on my notes four things that I wanted to talk about. Is Mahomes frustrated? With how well he plays, is he frustrated with the fact that the other team just isn't there? But to be perfectly honest, I think that the only thing that needs to happen is everybody needs to listen to NSYNC before they play the game, because that's the only thing. They're just not in sync. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, and definitely Mahomes is Justin Timberlake.
Music. Official holiday. digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
So 100 years ago, today, November 11th, 1919, was the first ever Armistice Day. And I have information on when they switch it from Armistice Day to Veterans Day and why they did that, all coming up. And there was a big party 100 years ago in Kansas City. This was a big deal. The war was over. We took all this money to create a memorial about it. Kansas City was partying. Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. Though their parties were very, very different on November 11th, 1919. We'll get to that with the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. But first,
music history.
That's it. That's it.
All right. On this day in 2012, during a show in Australia, NXS drummer tells the crowd tonight is very likely to probably be the last show we ever do.
And they were together for 35 years. Can you imagine?
35 years.
Yeah, dude. It's being in a band is like being in a relationship with each one of those members.
Right. You know? Everyone has to kind of get along and everyone has to mingle. And everyone, I mean, for 35 years, you hear about bands breaking up after 5 years, after 7 years.
Shoot. How long does a show last with me?
On this day in 1991, per Michael Jackson's wishes, 1 week before his controversial Black or White music video airs, a memo circulates at MTV instructing the network's on-air personnel to refer to Jackson as the King of Pop at least twice a week during the next 2 weeks. On this day in...
Sorry, if I send you a memo like that, can I...
You want me to refer to you as the Queen of Pop?
No, Taylor Swift's wife.
Taylor Swift's wife. Twice a week?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that.
Would you really?
Yeah, for a whole week.
No, you wouldn't.
For 2 weeks. I only got to do it for 2 weeks.
Anyway.
And see if it sticks. On this day in 1978, AWOL Nation lead singer Aaron Bruno is born outside of Los Angeles. So happy birthday, Aaron. Mm-hmm. On this day in 1968, John Lennon and Yoko Ono released the album Two Virgins with a cover photo of the pair naked.
Yes. John Lennon's pee-pee.
John Lennon's
and Yoko Ono's pee-pee and boobies. they had to have the record wrapped in a paper bag and behind the counter. So we had to go in and actually ask for Two Virgins because of the nudity on the cover. That was back in the day.
On this day in 2014, moving on to regular history, an Italian appeals court overturns a manslaughter conviction against six scientists for failing to give adequate warning of a deadly earthquake.
Okay. So, a 6.3 earthquake hit Italy in April of 2009, and destroyed thousands of buildings, killed hundreds of people, and injured more than 1,500 people. The government's point of view is that the scientists received enough scientific data to warn people, but didn't. The science's defense is that if being sued and going to jail is something that could happen if they didn't warn people, then no one would want to get into science.
I believe that. I firmly believe that.
So where do you stand on that?
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's a natural disaster, isn't it? You know, things like that, you can't really... Who's to blame at that point?
Right.
Hurricanes, earthquakes, volcano, like, that's just stuff that happened.
I know. I mean, there's no guarantee, like, on Thursday at 5 o'clock, there will be a 6.2 magnitude.
Right.
But that's a very interesting case if you are into stuff like that, 2014.
On this day in 2013, The Hunger Games Catching Fire premieres in London.
And so it was decreed that each year, the 12 districts of Pan Am shall offer up in tribute one young man and woman between the ages of 12 and 18 to be trained in the art of survival and to be prepared to fight to the death.
Between the ages of 12 and 18, fighting each other to the death, I always thought the concept of that book was really neat. I never got into the movies, though.
Wait a minute. Was that the first one?
I don't know.
You don't know. This is your generation. Right. I know which Back to the Future was the first one.
Okay, yeah. Number one?
Yeah.
And then they had number two after that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then Hunger Games should have numbered their movies.
All right. On this day in 1999, last upside down date until January 1st, 6000.
Yeah. I don't understand
this. Last night when I was reading this, I wrote it down, upside down, and it doesn't look like 11-11-1999, so I don't
Right, so
understand.
I looked it up this morning, too, independently, and I found that, quote, an upside down year is a year which reads the same when the year number is turned upside down.
But it doesn't read the same.
Wait, Chris is waving his hands angrily.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, upside down date means you can take the date, flip it upside down, and you can still read it as a number. It's not the same number.
Oh.
But you can still, so zeros, oh. ones, sixes, and nines and eights are the only numbers that you can do it
so
with.
So the nines become sixes.
Yes.
That is stupid and not worth being on this list.
Absolutely, you're correct.
I am, why didn't you tell me that off air? Thank you so much, Mr. Wizard over there.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's what an upside down date is. Well, on this day in 1998, Jay Cochran set a record for the longest blindfolded skywalk. He walked on a tightrope between the towers at the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. The towers are 600 feet apart.
He'll do the whole thing on a cable the size of your index finger. And Jay will make this record attempt blindfolded. He is so close. Clinton has him. He's done it. Jay Cochran.
White people.
White people. That's the most white people. Like, the index finger, a cable the size of your index finger, 600 feet apart, blindfolded.
White people!
Why?
White people!
What makes you go, you know what I want to do today? That.
Now, I'm pretty sure it's not the first time he's attempted something like that.
No, he did Niagara Falls as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah. On this day in 1994, Bill Gates buys Leonardo da Vinci's Codex for $30 million. White people.
White people.
On this day in 1993, Walt Disney Corporation announces plans to build U.S. History theme park in Virginia suburb of Washington.
Disney's America. Shrouded in secrecy, the project is to be located southeast of the nation's capital in Northern Virginia, near the rural village of Haymarket. It would be the third Disney park in the United States and would open in 1998.
The locals didn't like Disney's portrayal of historical events. They thought that that would taint the actual historical event areas in the area of Virginia. So they were like, no, don't bring your Disney crap here. We don't want no dancing brooms. And
oh, they shot it down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you ever been to Disney? Have you even heard?
I've never heard of it. That's why I was reading this. I'm like, when is there a park in Virginia?
Disney's America is what it was called. And the locals were like, nope. Get out of here.
All right. There you go. One time Disney got told no.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1981, stuntman Dan Goodwin scaled the outside of the 100-story John Hancock Center in Chicago in about 6 hours. This is the mayor of Chicago.
As I pulled up, there was a huge crowd on the east side of the Hancock. And I thought, boy, what a mess. And I rode up, looked out the window when I got there, and perched like a bird right beneath me was Dan. I said, do you realize you're breaking a law? Yes. I said, are you willing to go up at your own risk with no culpability to the city? Yes. And I thought, that's it. Go.
White people.
White people.
White people.
This whole day in history, man. In 1965, Walt Disney announces a project in Florida.
Walt Disney, who will bring a new world of entertainment, pleasure, and economic development to the state of Florida.
To white people.
Hey, I'm going there in December.
I know
so
you are.
I'm so excited.
And your ethnicity?
Very white.
Right.
Very, very white.
Yep.
On this day in 1961, Catch 22 by Joseph Heller is published.
That was my very first personalized license plate.
Is Catch 22?
Yeah, I was 22 on the softball team, so I was Catch 22. Then I changed it to RCKSTAR.
RCKSTAR. Rockstar.
Thank you. Most people said Rick Star. Jerks. White people.
White people. On this day in 1952, the first video recorder was demonstrated by John Mullen and Wayne Johnson in Beverly Hills, California. On this day in 1940, blizzard strikes Midwestern U.S., killing over 100.
So this was called the 1940 Armistice Day Blizzard. It started with unreasonably warm weather, upper Midwest, like 65 degrees. Then temperatures drop, wind, rain, sleet, snow, tornadoes. The storm was 1,000 miles wide, lasted an entire day, snowfall up to 27 inches, winds from 50 to 80 miles an hour. Survivors of the 1940 Armistice Day blizzard say that it was so cold it was difficult to breathe, quote, with the air so moist it was thick like syrup. And it felt like a red-hot blade in your lungs. Total of 145 people dead.
I was pissed this morning because I had to scrape off my window because it had ice on it.
Yeah. White people. White Gen Zers. Come on.
On this day in 1940 as well, the Jeep made its debut.
Beep, beep.
Millions of GIs saw the many different military jobs the Jeep could do and realized how that versatility could be converted to civilian use. Anyone who can drive a car can plow with a Jeep.
Be honest with you, we have a Jeep. It's the most impractical vehicle you can own. Absolutely most.
What are you talking about? I've always wanted one of those Jeep Wrangler.
They are amazing. Yep, that's what we have is a Jeep Wrangler. And
what?
It's amazing.
Can I borrow it?
It's amazing. You know, it's cool when you want to go off-roading, yeah, when you have the top off and
yeah,
all that.
And cool to be a lesbian. That's a lesbian car. Just so you know.
Anything else, completely impractical. There's no trunk space. There's not really enough room for four people.
Dude. It's an off-roading car with you and your buddy. You could take every part of that car off and still ride it.
Yes. So when you want to look cool and be a badass, the Jeep is your car.
That's right, damn it, or a lesbian.
Or a lesbian.
It's no Subaru Outback, but Subaru Outback is the number one lesbian car. The Jeep is around there, though.
It's a close second.
Very close.
On this day in 1933, Great Black Blizzard, first great dust storm of the Great Plains.
This is a big deal because it is the first giant windstorm of what would later become the Dust Bowl, which lasted from on this day in 1936, on this day in 1923 to 1933 to 1936. It ruined the ecology and agriculture of the farmland here in the Midwest. It killed so many people. People should have left, but they didn't. They wanted to stay because they had pride of where they came from. People were committing suicide because of the way that the dust was getting in their system and killing everything that helped them grow. There's a Ken Burns documentary called The Dust Bowl. It's very long. It is a very tragic time in the Midwest. Big, big deal from 1933 until 1936.
Mm-hmm. Well, on this day in 1926, the United States numbered highway system is established.
Yes, and that was because the first guy to ever go from New York to San Francisco did it using a connection of, quote, dirt roads, cow paths, and railroad beds. So when he comes back, they're like, we should probably, like, pave this.
We should do something about this,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so many organizations worked with towns and states along the route to do that. But others, to pick the routes that would go, you know, from the numbered highways from one side of the country to the other or north and west, sometimes it was chosen just because the town was willing to pay the dues and put up signs. So when you're like, why are we going through this town on the highway? It could have been because the town was like, we'll pay for this. Just bring this highway through us. Because again, back in the day, that would be a huge thing.
Oh, yeah.
You could have people driving through, people staying at your hotels, you know, working in your, you know, buying things in your community and stuff. So
on this day in 1923, Eternal Flame lit for Tomb of Unknown Soldier. Mm-hmm. On this day in 1918, armistice signed by the Allies and Germany comes into effect in World War I.
And it was changed to Veterans Day in 1954 to honor all veterans of the war, not just veterans of World War I, which is where Armistice Day came from.
On this day in 1911, so 11-11-11, mm-hmm, many cities in the U.S. Midwest broke their record highs and lows on the same day as strong cold front rolls through. Here's exactly what happened.
High temperature on that date with a strong southerly wind, 76 degrees. Then a sharp cold front moved through, and that's when the temperature dropped within 1 hour down to the 40s. It gets worse. Then it drops down to the 20s 3 hours after that with some snow and some sleet that falls. And the temperature bottomed out at 11 degrees.
Sounds like this week.
Yeah, start your week out at 76. I mean, it's in one day. Imagine starting your day at 76 degrees, and an hour later it's 40. Then after that, it goes down to basically 11, and it's hailing on you.
It sounds like this week. Where's the weather? Oh, no, everybody look out.
On this day in 1889, Washington admitted as the 42nd state of the United States.
I've got a crisp $20 bill for you, Dustin, if you could tell me the capital of Washington State.
Could not tell you.
Then you got to give me 20 bucks. You don't get it, cousin. No, no. It's Olympia. It's not Seattle.
Olympia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. On this day in 1851, Alvin Clark patents the telescope. On this day in 1620, going all the way back, the Mayflower Compact was signed by the 41 men on the Mayflower when they landed in what is now Princeton Harbor near Cape Cod.
Yeah, and those were the original rules for self-government. They came over and they were like, all right, we better have some rules here. The original copy that they wrote was lost, but there were rules like they must remain loyal to King James, that they must live in accordance to the Christian faith and work together to create laws and a society. Thank God someone wrote that down. That would be the me of the Mayflower. We would all just land and everyone would be like, all right, let's just do whatever we want. And I'd be like, bitches, we need rules.
Hi, welcome to Princeton Harbor. These are our rules as given to us by Jordan Silver.
Yes, you need rules to govern. Anyway.
In local history, in this day on 1972, the Kansas City International Airport officially opened for commercial service.
And you want to make $1 billion, just put some kind of actual restaurant in the Delta terminal.
Seriously. I mean, I love that airport, though.
Right.
Because it's big, but it's not big, and you can get dropped off 20 minutes before your flight, and right. You are in there, and you are on that plane.
Right. But I'm telling you.
But there's nothing in there.
Yes, there's nothing. There's like a Starbucks that you have to drink before you go through the gate. So it's like, all right, cool, thank you for my Starbucks, and nothing to do. Go over to your gate and just sit there and get one of those like $50 bags of Jolly Ranchers. That's like all there is to buy. All right, 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star from November 11th, 1919. These are instructions for what's going to happen in Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri for the very first Armistice Day celebration. Quote, this is going to be Kansas City, Missouri first. Quote, whistles to start the fun. Armistice Day celebration will pop at 10:45 today. With the first whistle that blows at 10:45 this morning, we'll begin Kansas City's, quote, free-for-all noise demonstration that may proceed absolutely without limitation, quote, end quote. Now, ready for the limitations?
Yes.
Okay, you can't shoot in the air, by the way. You can't shoot in the air or make, quote, lawless noises.
What are lawless noises?
I mean... I'm imagining sex noises. I'm dead serious. Who knows? At 11 o'clock, this is again in Kansas City, Missouri. At 11 o'clock, Kansas Citians are asked to remember for one moment with bowed heads and thankful hearts the deep meaning of the day, which November 11th will, for all time, represent to lovers of liberty and freedom for all. Again, we're reading the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. Tonight at Convention Hall, beginning at 8:15, everyone may join for a community singing. The program of music will also contain other features. And then at 10:30 p.m., dancing will begin on Petticoat Lane.
Really?
Dead serious, Petticoat Lane. So I guess we can't change that name. But
can't
yeah.
change your Petticoat Lane.
Can't change Petticoat Lane. But it was a party. It was a real big deal. Dancing, screaming, doing whatever you want except for shooting in the air. Even 100 years ago, they're like, please do not shoot in the air. Celebratory gunfire is not a thing. So that's what we have over in the Kansas side, Missouri side of Kansas City. We've got 15 minutes of whatever sound you want to make, a moment of silence, and then dancing and stuff. Over on the Kansas side for the very first Armistice Day, quote, a big day on the Kansas side, 1 minute silent prayer at 11, parade at 1:30, Armistice Day address at Huron Park immediately after the parade, street dancing on 7th Street between Minnesota and Ann Ave immediately after the park ceremonies. Armistice Day on the Kansas side promises to be one of the greatest holidays ever observed in that city. And then it says there will be noises of every description.
Oh, see? Every description. So those lawless noises, you might be able to make those there on the Kansas side.
I'm sure at 11 o'clock you could do the armpit fart. 100 years ago on this day in Kansas City, Missouri and Kansas. All right, we have got the official, unofficial holidays today.
All right, we have Sunday Day. We have World Orphans Day. And then we have Singles Day.
They're talking about dollar bills that you give to strippers, right?
We'll go with that, Jordan.
Happy Veterans Day!
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On the Buzz.
So my brother, who, you know, I've talked about him a little bit on the show.
Yeah, he's got aces up his sleeves.
He sure do. And he's got gold in his butt. At least that's the way that my mom and dad look at it.
Oh,
he's
gotcha.
The favorite child. Gotcha. He's blah, blah, blah. He's perfect. Whatever. Anyway, he sent me a text yesterday. We rarely text.
What did it say?
I know you, Dustin, are very close with your sister.
Yes.
I know, Chris, you're very close with your brothers. One mm-hmm. of them lives at your house.
Literally.
And you trust him to mm-hmm. watch your daughter sometimes.
As of right now, I do, yeah.
Yes, of course. My brother texted me a picture. Like, my brother and I are not close. My cousin can attest to this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Keep Them Separated was your song.
Yeah. The Offspring's whatever that other one, Come Out and Play was our song because we just fight all the time. Well, my brother texted me yesterday, and it's so weird because we never do this. I was like, what? Bubba? Because that's what he is in my phone, Bubba. It's a picture of the Hella Mega Tour.
Oh,
Green
nice.
Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer. And it goes, we need to go to this.
Aww.
I was like, whoa, what? That's awesome. My brother wants to bond with me. I talk smack about him on this radio show.
Maybe he doesn't listen.
Nah, he does. I know he does.
Yeah.
And when we go home, we can last about an hour.
Oh, for sure.
We can be civil for about an hour, and then we just start fighting.
Did you respond to his thing saying that you guys should go to the Hell Mega Tour together with, are you buying the tickets? Because it's ridiculously expensive.
Right. Well, that's the thing. And I was like, oh, my God, my brother wants to bond. Like, let's give this another shot. It's like a bad relationship. You know, it's like a bad ex. My brother,
you know,
and
you
I
shouldn't.
What? You're Mariah Carey. Like,
exactly.
You shouldn't try and make it work, but you're going to try and make it work.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, we're going to keep trying until we die. My brother and I, even though I know that the moment that we fly in to go see this, we'll probably start fighting, you know, because that's just how it is. So I was like, well, we totally can. If you want to go, do you want to go to the one in Chicago? My brother goes, Wrigley Field would be amazing. And I go, okay, cool. Well, you know, I can probably get us tickets. You know, I right. might know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. And maybe we get some badass seats. And he goes, cool. We'll get three because I want to bring a girl. So he didn't even want to go with me, son of a bitch.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
As today is Veterans Day, it is a very, very, very important time to be thanking all of our servicemen and women, past, present, future, for being so brave and keeping us safe while we're over here. So for the news, Chris, you put together a list of benefits that vets can find today.
Sure did.
Using their military ID to get discounts and free meals.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a highlight of it, please?
Sure. Let's start off with 54th Street Bar and Grill. Free entree up to $12. Applebee's, free meal from a limited item. Baker Square, free meal. Bar Louie, free burger. Bob Evans, free selected menu items. Buffalo Wild Wings, free order of traditional wings.
Ooh.
California Pizza Chicken, free entree from a special menu. Chili's Grill and Bar, complimentary meal. Chipotle's, buy one, get one free. Cece's Pizza, free buffet. Denny's, you get some free Grand Slam breakfast.
Ooh, that's a good way to wake up and put food in your belly, especially this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Dunkin' Donuts, free donut. Famous Dave's, free two-meal combo. Firebird's, free meal. Golden Corral, free sit-in thank-you dinner. Hooters,
yeah.
You get a free meal.
All right. That's what they deserve.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Twin Peaks, of course.
Houlihan's, free meal. Hy-Vee Breakfast, free breakfast buffet. IHOP, free pancakes. IKEA, free meal. Insomnia Cookies, free cookies all week long, not just today.
Oh, yeah, you hear that? One more time for the vets, please.
Insomnia Cookies, get a free traditional cookie all week
That's right.
long.
You go in every single day, you show them that you served our country, and you... cookies.
Lamar's Donuts, free donut, free coffee. Margarita's Mexican Restaurant, one free entree for you and your guest. Old Country Buffet, eat for free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's a buffet. That's a buffet.
Pilot Flying J, free breakfast. Price Chopper, free coffee and donuts. Red Robin, free double burger and bottomless fries.
Oh, that is a meal. That's lunch, everybody. That's lunch, veterans.
Ruby Tuesday, free burger. Ryan, eat for free. Scooters, free drink of any size.
That's a coffee place. So, in between your breakfast and your lunch, mm-hmm. you gotta get yourself a coffee, veterans, because you earned it.
You can also get a free coffee at Starbucks. Smash Burger, you get a free burger. Twin Peaks
yeah.
also have a select menu item for free.
You'll go to Hooters for lunch, Twin Peaks for dinner.
There you go. Village Inn, free meal. Zaxby's, buy one, get one free chicken sandwich meal. Boston Market, buy one, get one free. Chuck E. Cheese, free personal topping pizza. Granite City, food and brewery, complimentary brunch, so you probably need to go early for that one. Krispy Kreme donuts, free donut and coffee. And finally, Quick Trip, free fountain soda or hot drink.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. That's so good. And that is just scratching the surface of all the things.
That's only half of it of the free meals.
Yeah, just
there's
free
many
meals.
Over that gets 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% off.
Yeah, plus other deals, you know, like percentages off and everything. I mean, there's always a military discount for most places as well. But just to thank our servicemen and women, we put the full list of food together. That Chris, again, just read about 30% of the, mm-hmm. of the list. We put the whole thing together because I don't expect you to sit there and write these notes as quick as we speak. 965thebuzz.com. Just look for our face. It says 2019 Veterans Day free meals. And the full list is there plus all the benefits so that you can go in with your, you know what the discount is, and you can go in and get your free stuff that you have earned beyond earning.
I was going to say, that's the least.
That's the least we can
that's
do.
That's the least we can do.
That's right. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll have some even more.
You betcha.
Even more places and things for veterans. on Veterans Day. You have sports, Dustin?
Want to talk about sports?
Yeah.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
All right, let's start out with the terrible, terrible tragedy that was the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. Although they lost 35-32, Patrick Mahomes is officially back.
Blitz. Mahomes jumps in the air and completes it. Look out! Afterburner time. Hardman to the end zone for the touchdown.
Not gonna lie. I was a little worried. I'm like, what are we doing? Why is Patrick jumping? Stop that. Why are you jumping to throw the ball? I mean, he got a touchdown out of it. And he also had 36 completions, 446 passing yards, and 3 passing touchdowns.
He's a god. We lost. I know. That is his fault.
I am sorry. I am sorry, Patrick, that the rest of the team kind of let you down, buddy. But
damn, you are hard on them. Football looks hard. It looks hard.
I understand it's hard. I couldn't do it. I absolutely couldn't do it.
Well, then who are you to judge? Yeah.
Okay, listen. What? All I'm saying is that from last week to this week looked like two very different teams on the defensive side of the ball.
I'll bet you it's because of the timing. Oh, actually, no, you're right. With defensive, it's the same thing.
Right. Yep. So, in other sports news, and I just picked this story because it is absolutely hilarious. Heat have suspended the basketball team. The Heat have suspended a player 10 games after a, quote, incident. All right?
What'd he do?
The Miami Heat have suspended a guard 10 games without pay for conduct detrimental to the team after an incident on a team charter on Thursday. Okay, you're thinking incidental to the team. Maybe he got in a fight with someone.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe he freaked out. No, he experienced a panic attack on the team's flight from Phoenix to L.A. after consuming a THC-infused edible.
That's me. I called 911. I called them and I was like, I'm dead. And they're like, you can't be dead.
you're calling us.
Yes, you're calling us. You're not dead, but that's what I feel like on weed. I feel bad for this guy.
You feel for this guy?
Yeah.
No, he'd be bugging out.
Oh, man.
Who does that on an airplane, too?
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
All right, Jordan. Think back in time to when you were around 22 years old, my age, okay? Oh,
that's so long ago.
And if your parents were
Lincoln was president.
Text you or call you and talk about how they were doing things in the bedroom.
Oh, no!
Would that make you uncomfortable?
No, stop it!
No. Do you not know? I'm the Immaculate Conception. My parents didn't even do it when I was a kid. Dead serious. I had the room next to them all growing up, never heard anything. I went home once and my mom's like, can you guys please not do it in this house? And I was like, you did me that solid my entire life. I promise that I won't do it. And we did. But anyway.
Really?
Wait, what happened?
Make you uncomfortable?
Hearing them is one thing.
Yes, that's but just them saying like, hey, that's what we're going to do.
I don't know that. Chris, all right, you were on the same?
Yeah.
Parents don't have sex.
Okay, so girlfriend tried to FaceTime her dad over the weekend, Ed. We all love Ed.
Ed, yes.
And Ed texted her back saying, hold on, let me call you in a second. I'm doing stuff with your stepmom. Mm-hmm. But obviously didn't say doing stuff. And she was very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So then he proceeded to FaceTime her back, and she goes, I don't want to answer this. And I said, just answer it. And he was shirtless.
Oh, God.
And she was under the covers.
Oh, God.
Almost shirtless.
Oh, what?
But she had just pulled down her tank top. They weren't actually.
She was like,
oh, and I'm like, what is the big deal? I don't get it.
Whoa.
Why?
Because parents don't do it.
Ever?
Not even to make you, honestly. I feel weird. Everybody, all my friends have Barbie parts. I have no idea how Chris and his wife had a baby. The Stork brings it. I'm sorry. Holy hell. You have no problem with knowing that these two adults engaged in adult behavior.
No, there are times where my family, because I still live at home, and you guys know this, my mom will text me and say, hey, don't come home right now. We're busy. And I know what that means, so I make myself busy. That's been since high school.
They need to time that better.
God.
You know, Chris, you have to fit it in when you can fit it in.
I suppose, but yuck.
Oh, you know, that kind of, I don't know why this does, but it reminds me of this time that I went mattress shopping with my parents. I needed a good bed.
Okay.
Good bed. I needed a good one. I was getting crappy sleep. And so they flew out. They were on vacation. I was like, let's just, you know, you just went mattress shopping for a year to find the perfect one. Help me out. And so we go to this one store and my mom's like, this is the one that you need. And I was like, why? And she goes, well, besides the fact that it's really good, she goes, it's got handles on it. And I was like, what? My bed has to have handles. And I was like, why, Mom? Why? No, 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 no. And she's like, to move it, you idiot pervert. Not to... Ew.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
You guys been shopping or to any store in the past couple weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Playing Christmas music?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's the beginning, kind of November, and they're still there. They've started.
It's creeping out there.
I play it at home. I don't see an issue with it.
Okay. Well, I do. I think. Give me till after Thanksgiving. Boom. Then you can hit me with the Christmas music. But right now, it's like, oh God, I just want to come into this store to buy a chair, and now it's Christmas. I got to thank everybody in my life. Mm. You know, Chris, where are you on this?
I don't mind Christmas music, but I do appreciate it when it's a little later in the season so we can fully appreciate the moment that we are in, which is not Christmas.
Exactly. We still haven't done Thanksgiving yet. But they're subliminally messaging us by Christmas presents, So, if you're going to play Christmas music this early, I want to ruin a Christmas song.
Yes, please.
Why?
Because I said so.
They're ruining her Thanksgiving moment, so we're going to ruin their Christmas moment.
Exactly. Mm. Have you ever heard a parody that ruined a song for you then?
Yes.
Okay, what was it?
Writing Nerdy, it was Weird Al.
Yep.
He's ruined so many songs for me.
I was going to say the one we just played, Gump by Weird Al.
Okay, well... One time I heard this parody of Lady Gaga's Poker Face called Butterface. Butterface, that face should not be on that body. I cannot hear Poker Face and not hear Butterface. Also, the White Trash Christmas. Walking in a White Trash Wonderland.
Walking in a White Trash Wonderland.
Who sings that?
I don't know. Probably Jeff Foxworthy. That's my guess. I don't know. But those versions, after just hearing them once, have ruined a Christmas song for me, or a regular song for me. So I've decided that I want to do it to a song that my cousin and I heard while we were at a store this weekend. It's Rosemary Clooney's Snow. So it's not one of the big ones. I won't ruin, like, I don't know.
Jingle Bells?
Yeah, yet.
Yet?
I won't ruin that yet. But coming up, 5 minutes. You'll never think of this song the same again. This Christmas song the same again.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
So the song that I want to do for JSAF Ruins Christmas Songs is Rosemary Clooney's 1950s Snow. Do you guys know that one off the top of your head?
I don't know that
mother?
One.
Hmm? That George's mother?
Yes. Well, no, aunt.
Aunt.
It is George Clooney's aunt. Yes, she was a famous singer. Yep. But, all right, the song is called Snow. And basically, if you change the meaning of snow from the white stuff that, you know, falls during the holiday, don't roll your eyes at me, to cocaine.
To the white stuff that falls up your nose.
I love Christmas. This is my favorite time of the year. I love the fact that there's already Christmas music playing. And you're going to come in and you're going to make me think.
Of cocaine. It changes the whole song. And Rosemary Clooney goes from like this happy holiday lady to lady that needs help. Real quick,
help.
In this song, serious help. She shouldn't be doing this much cocaine. So this, my friends, is our first attempt at JSAF Ruins Christmas Songs. I'm going to just kind of give you a little blip and then play a little bit from the song, and then you just go with there. So we'll start it out with just cocaine is a hell of a drug. We know this.
Yes.
So just instead of thinking of snow, think of cocaine.
Snow, it won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
All right, whoa. She has coke parties.
This is a party. Now we turn this into a real party.
And so with this next clip, I'm like, how much money this bitch got? It's $50 a gram.
Snow, I want to wash my hands, my face, and hair with snow.
Jeez.
That is luxurious.
That is living lavish,
how can
man.
You do that. The second you put water to it, it's ruined. All right. So this next clip, I basically was thinking, like, bitch, your nose is literally going to fall off your cokehead face if you do this next thing, Rosemary Clooney.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
She's going to snort till the end of time.
This is awesome.
Well, our next clip from Rosemary Clooney's Snow as Jordan Silver and Friends ruins Christmas songs. Huh, maybe you won't admit this, but if you have a drug dealer in your phone, you don't put them in as drug dealer.
No.
Right? No. You put them in as something else. My guess is that her coke dealer's name is Snowman. Ready?
Snowman.
Oh, to see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Oh, man.
The snowman's coming to town. Yeah.
Entirely made of snow. He's lifting up his trench jacket or his trench coat. He's opening it up. Hey, what do you need?
Yeah,
you need
exactly.
some on this
you
side?
Want an
you
ball?
Want some on this side?
Have you been good? Have you been
have
bad?
Have you been good?
Have you been good or bad? So continuing on with JSAF Ruins Christmas songs, Rosemary Clooney's Snow. I'm thinking that instead of staying somewhere cold, she would rather travel to, like, Columbia for this for this holiday season.
Where it's snowing all winter through. That's where I want to be.
Hey, that's where it comes from.
Where I want to be, where it's snowing all winter through.
Cheaper prices in the forests of Columbia.
That's right. You can just chew it, too, over mm-hmm. there. You don't got to snort it.
Absolutely.
So the sixth clip on this, I'm thinking only really, 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 really rich cokeheads would waste it like this.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. I'm longing to ski.
Now, ski is definitely a term that is used. Good morning. Monday morning, we are ruining Christmas songs for you right now. Rosemary Clooney's Snow is the one that we're talking about. Now, here's the thing. I had a heyday. Don't do it anymore. But I want to know where this place is, this next place is, and why nobody told me about it during my heyday.
Snow, those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Big, giant, glistening houses of snow cocaine?
Cocaine houses?
How much?
What kind of bricks were they using? Oh, man.
So, in most...
You just got that one?
Yeah. That was good. Good for you, and you've never done it before. Right. Okay. So, most of us, when we're around with our family for the holidays, we have a couple traditions. And sometimes it's watching movies, you know, like It's a Wonderful Life. That's my family's tradition. I have a feeling that her family tradition is to watch Scarface for Christmas.
Oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow.
That's the last scene in Scarface.
Yeah,
the
it
giant
is.
Mountain of cocaine
yep.
on the disc. And then last but not least, of course, it sounds like she's basically the Oprah of cocaine because everybody's about to get. You'll get a gram.
You'll get a gram.
What is Christmas with no snow? No white Christmas with no snow.
This poor lady.
An eight ball for me. Everybody.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Christopher, you have family that has been in the military as well.
I do. My grandfather was in the Vietnam War, and my great-great uncle, his dog tags from World War One, who my middle name was named after.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you
crazy.
See the dog tag? It looks like
yeah,
it was made at like...
round?
Yeah, it looks like it was made literally at like Petco these days. I mean, back in the day, you didn't have as much technology. It's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, just a simple circular thing and...
Wow. They wore that. That is... When they say dog tag,
mm-hmm.
that is exactly what that looks like. These days, it's... a different shape, but that is a dog tag.
Circular dog tag worn around his neck when he was fighting the evil people in World War One back in the 19-teens.
Yeah. Yeah. And today is Veterans Day, originally mm-hmm. Armistice Day, which was changed in 1954 when the government was like, let's make this about all vets, not just the vets of World War One, even though thank your great uncle for mm-hmm. his service somehow, mm-hmm. if you can. But yeah, no, today is a big day, and our veterans are... so brave. You know, we don't know probably anything that they're doing over there, and none of us are brave enough to do any of that. So we just want to really give a big shout out to veterans. Thank you so much for your service. You've had a military in your family,
yeah,
Justin.
Definitely. I have active, technically, my girlfriend's brother is actively serving right
That's
now.
Right.
So he'll be back for Christmas, luckily. So that'll be nice. But yeah, definitely thank not only those serving, those who have served, those who will serve, but the families. That's always been my big thing, is also thanking the families that have to go through that and have to basically wonder at night, you know, is my loved one going to be okay?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
huge.
My cousin right here, you're a military wife.
I am.
And I know this is horrible, but I always get the branch that your husband is in wrong?
Well, that's because we have family that was in the Army as well. But my husband's actually in the Air Force, and he's the only one, well, besides my uncles on my other side of the family, mm-hmm. that's Air Force. So, I mean, it's not one of the branches that's really talked about very often.
Mm-hmm. But she lives on base.
Do. Yep.
Oof.
We've gone to that store, the store where...
Yeah, on the Navy base, it's called the Nex. But in other stores, it's like the PX or the BX.
Yeah, the ones where everything's like really cheap.
Yeah.
Only for the military that you can't go
again, with. Again, one of the small things that we can do.
Yes, because we have to, because my God, thank you for your service. And so coming up with the news, we're swapping out the news and we're putting in all of these benefits that the military can get today just by showing your military ID. Local places with perks for the military, but we have that coming up in...
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So it is Veterans Day. We want to thank all of our servicemen and women that have been doing it, being brave, you know, for us. And because of that, Chris has found lists of free food we talked about, deals, local deals with meals. For Veterans Day perks, and you found other discounts right now.
This is some non-food related items.
Okay.
Let's say you need a haircut. You can go to Great Clips or Sports Clips and get a free haircut today.
All right, just show your military ID. Yes, thank you, veterans.
And if you need to work out, go to Planet Fitness. They have free workouts through November 15th.
Oh, that's a nice. Good little time, yeah.
Their discount Amazon Prime is offering a discount of $79 for a year of Amazon Prime, a $40 savings.
Wow.
And a few percentage off the stores, Bed Bath & Beyond and Bye Bye Baby are both having 25% off the entire store.
Awesome.
Dollar General has an 11% discount.
Interesting.
Not sure why that, but...
Oh, 11-11.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. Got it. Well, it's Veterans Day.
Kmart has a 10% in-store discount. Kohl's offers a 30% discount all active and former military personnel and their families. L.L. Bean, 25% off. New York & Company, 10% off. Staples, 25% off.
Off your business needs, your business paper needs for our active military.
Target, 10% off. And Walgreens, 20% off. But you got to show your Walgreens card as well.
Oh, well, you can sign up for one of those there.
Yeah, you can right there at the sign up cashier.
Awesome.
Champion, the clothing, 20% online. Foot Locker, 20% online. Hanes, 20% off online. Nike, 10% online. Old Time Pottery, 10% off. Top Gear, 10% off a Top Game golf play.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And those are for our veterans. All you got to do is show your military ID. We've got the full list. That was, again, just brushing the, just scratching the surface of what there is for military discounts today to our veterans. So check out 965thebuzz.com. You'll see the picture of us right there with 2019 Veterans Day perks in Kansas City. And that is the full list. And shoot, go get your free coffee at
Starbucks, 7-Eleven, Scooters.
And then while you're waiting, just scroll through that list because it is very, very, very long and it is absolutely deserved. And also a thank you to all the companies that do give discounts and freebies.
Yeah, please, if you are a veteran, get some free brunch, get some free lunch, wait dinner, go to some free dinner. Like, take advantage of everything you can because you're the one willing to sign up and do what you do.
That's right. Sports.
Sports.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
All right, Jordan. Mm-hmm. On Friday, I told you about the biggest game in college football was coming up. It was Alabama versus LSU, the number 2 versus the number 3 ranked team.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
how'd that go?
LSU won it. They beat Alabama, snapping a 31-game home winning streak. Alabama had not lost in home in the last 31 games. LSU had also not beat Alabama since 2011. So they asked Coach O, our good buddy, I played a clip for him a long time ago. They asked him, why are you so emotional about this win over all the other wins?
Well, it's such a big game. They beat us for 8 years. I got tired of hearing their stuff, man. I mean, it was time. I told the team tonight, we draw the line. We had enough. Here we come.
I love Coach O. And that voice just something. That's a man right there.
I'm in the mood for a Slim Jim.
That's a man right there. But yeah, so they finally did it. They finally beat Alabama. Thank you, LSU. They showed a statistic, and it was like 48 out of the 50 states were rooting for LSU in that game.
Wow.
No one wanted Alabama to win because they're just so over it. But in local news, let's talk about the Chiefs.
Yeah.
We lost 35-32, but Tyreek Hill had himself a day. 11 receptions, 157 yards, one of which was a touchdown.
Look at this one. A lot of air into that. And look who chases it down. Tyreek Hill with the touchdown.
Afterwards, he went and jumped up into the stands with the Chiefs fans that were there, and that was actually something that I was going to bring up with you, Jordan. Did you notice all of the Chiefs fans that went to Tennessee?
Sure did.
So my theory is that they all sold their tickets to Vikings fans so that they could have enough money to drive 8 hours to Tennessee to watch this game and watch us lose.
Well, Nashville is an incredible city. It's a good time. It was great because I saw so many members of the Buzz fam that were there that were updating on Instagram. So it's so weird to see the football game through somebody's little phone,
right,
as opposed to how like beautiful it looks with all the colors on the TV. It's kind of crazy. It was like just a kid's game.
Amazing to me that people would just get in the car and dedicate basically their whole weekend. Because like you said, Nashville's a beautiful city.
It is.
Drive 7-8 hours, mm-hmm, get to Nashville, party it up, live it up, to see your Chiefs lose because the long snapper doesn't know when to snap the ball.
Dustin, everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody has those days?
Yeah. It's just one of them days.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
I don't want to drink and drive. I don't want to drink and drive. It's bad. It's wrong. If I get arrested, there's no way I'll relieve myself in front of anyone while I'm sitting in the jail cell waiting.
That's a good standard to
That's
have.
Literally why. I mean, I know it's bad, but it's also like I could not use the restroom. I can't use the restroom when my friends are in there. I'm just like, get out of here. I gotta go.
I don't care what your reason is as long as you have a reason.
Exactly. But I'm telling you, we are getting to the point where I'm just like, I can't do these Uber rides anymore because they're getting worse. And worse, and worse, and worse, and worse. Chris, you've been an Uber driver before.
I have been an Uber driver.
Do you feel like some people are just, they just want to make the most horrible...
The drivers?
Yeah, the drivers.
Well, I was the one where I was always uncomfortable myself because I want to make your experience the best possible. I want to drive at your speed, at your temperature, your music. Like, I was so nervous that you were going to give me anything other than 5 stars that I was bend over backwards to do what I can for
right,
you.
So when we pass through a certain part of town, you wouldn't say something racist.
No!
Because that's the kind of Uber rides I've been getting.
What?
These are not, I mean, I've had very good ones, especially ones here in Kansas City. One guy brought us through the Taco Bell drive-thru, so we bought him something, and then he came and we hung out in my little waiting area in my apartment complex, and we ate Taco Bell together. He's great. His name is John. I still have his telephone number. I wish I could get a hold of him.
Shout out to John. You wish you could have John every time.
Every time.
That's what you want. You want the experience where it's a great person who, mine, just kept their mouth shut the entire time, asked, how would you like the temperature? Would you like music on or off? And then they stayed quiet for 30 minutes.
Well, here's the thing. You know that the racist Uber driver who also said something really derogatory towards homeless people? That was the most expensive Uber, too. It was like the Uber Black.
No.
Whatever is the very last one.
Yeah, the Select.
Yeah, the very expensive one. So it doesn't matter the price point either. It really doesn't.
That's too bad.
It was the worst. And I couldn't say anything because I felt like this guy could possibly have a gun.
Right. You can't just say anything because he's technically in control of your life because he's driving the car.
Right.
I mean, if he just decides that he wants to pull over into some abandoned place, what are you going to do?
Right.
So you just sit back there and you're just at the mercy of whatever he wants to say or do.
Exactly. And it's, I mean, usually, if from where I live downtown, if you take a quick right, then you could go on 35. Easy, super easy way, especially at 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, right? That's how you do it. But no, the worst Uber drivers are the ones that will go all the way through town, through the P&L, through the Sprint Center traffic, to get on the highway there to then bring you to Westport in a certain way. It's like, oh my God, this is already...
They're trying to get that extra mile out of you to get that extra 85 cents.
I wonder. And then I went... There have been multiple times where people have driven me down the wrong way on one ways. Recently, in the past month, there's been someone that wanted me to give them directions. I'm like, I feel like that's part of the fee.
I feel like that's your job.
It's one thing to ask, like, hey, what's your preferred method, maybe?
But what's the fastest? Would you have a faster way? You know, you can be the backseat driver every now and then and go, oh, man, you don't want to go this way. Like you just said, oh, you don't want to go through P&L. You don't want to go through all that. Just go this way.
Yeah.
But to just go ask you, hey, I have no idea where I'm going.
And that was the same lady that went the wrong way on a one-way, too. I was just like, oh, my God, get me out of this car. Please, God, get me out of this car. What am I doing? But, yeah, we went to Thunder Gong. My cousin and I went to Thunder Gong this past weekend, which was amazing.
So good.
Incredible. So funny. Laughed our butts off. And the Uber on the ride there, we know how we know how
we know everything.
We know everything. We know the length of his son's ding-a-ling.
Wait, I wish we were kidding.
What?
We're
Why?
Not kidding.
How'd you get into that conversation?
Because he was talking about his son. Like, he just, how did it even happen, Michelle?
He was just so proud. He was so proud. He was like, I have two kids, and this guy thinks that he's ugly, and he's not ugly because I've seen his downstairs.
His wee-wee. His ding-a-ling.
It's.
He won't stop. My son won't stop showing me his ding-a-ling.
What? And I say, how I tell old him, is his what? Son?
I don't know.
12.
Was it 12?
12.
Like, why do I need to know that? We never listen. I did not bring any conversation into it. Like, hey, everybody, let's talk about penis size. Like, that's not what I hop in an Uber and talk about.
It was just you two, right?
My
yeah.
cousin
Yeah,
and
because
I,
nothing females. Says two ladies hopping in the car like, hey, let's talk about penis size.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
You know what I did to myself, Buzz fam? I did something. I shot myself in the foot, and I did it and I, on my own. I did it myself. I did it to myself. I mentioned anything about a wee-wee. In front of these dudes. Wow, that conversation off air was interesting.
Hey, there's sides to that, so don't act like I was involved with that.
It either goes to the left or the right.
See, this is the conversation, and that's why I just...
I do remember one time an Uber driver saved my ex's phone number in his phone and texted her after he dropped her off.
No.
Don't do that.
And said...
No.
Next time you need a ride, you can ride on this, and sent a D pic.
No!
Yeah.
No!
And I looked at that and I was like, that is so funny. But now he has to die. Anyway, okay, we're done with the D talk.
I'm pleased.
I think in Texas they made D pics unsolicited. Now a $500 fine.
Wow.
Yeah. So don't just be sending your D's to all the people.
And don't be sending your V's anywhere. That's just not a... Not a picture.
Just don't just send keep pictures your stuff to of your genitalia. Don't do it.
Just keep your stuff to yourself.
It's never a good photo. It's never something that you're like, ooh, I want to make this my background of my phone.
Right.
You're ever I've super proud seen, of that.
I've never seen a decent looking D. Like what?
You're married.
I stand by what I said.
Meme's up next.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
So this is a little something we call You Right.
You Right.
Because memes are right. That's why they're so funny, is they're so dead on to these feelings that you may have but you've just never put into words. Such as, there's a picture of a guy and a girl. They look like they're out at a fancy dinner place and it says, end of the date. Her, we should have dinner again. Him, thanks but I'm full. Right?
It's
right. The next one is a picture of a KFC sign. All it says is bucket. That's it. There's no price. There's no anything else. It says, and it says KFC doesn't even have to try anymore. They're just like, come get your bucket, you fat POS. Bucket. Bucket. Here's one of a Christmas tree. And then at the very top is a picture of who you would assume is someone in the family. The older daughter, I'm guessing. This is what it's like having a brother. And so it zooms up to the top of the tree and it says, they put a picture of a whore at the top. That's what it's like having a brother. It really
is.
Oh,
man.
Some other memes. Dustin, let me know if this one is right. My roommate blacked out, woke up naked, showered, and went off to teach today's youth. Our teachers truly deserve a raise.
You right. Yep.
Put it like that, you right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Many a days, many a nights.
This one hits a little too close to home for me. Getting touched during Heads Up 7-Up was the last time I felt something.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, right.
That one hurt.
Here's one about Netflix. I think we've all thought but never put into words. Netflix, should I play this movie? Me. No, I'm just looking at the front for a second. Netflix, I'll put the movie on. Me. No, I was literally just looking at the movie. What's that automatic play thing? God.
I hate
that.
It.
And every single thing's got to have a trailer that automatically plays. I just need some silence while I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I mean, you can't like sneak at all and watch Netflix if you're a kid. Because it's just like you go over to the little box that you want, the little thing that you want to play, and it's just like, boom.
Ba-bom.
In the world. God. All right. This meme says, loudest noises in the world. It's a countdown from 5. Fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Motorcycles,
yeah.
Gunfire, rockets,
And?
Your shampoo bottle falling in the shower.
When you put it like that, like that, like that, like that, you right.
Loudest sound.
And it's always when you're taking a shower kind of later at night, like you have a roommate or something, and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, God. And then they're like, what happened? You okay? Did you fall? No, I'm okay. Just a shampoo bottle.
Dude, I had that happen just a couple days ago, and I almost went downstairs to my downstairs neighbor to tell them that I was okay. Why is that sound so loud? Oh, another meme that says, I saw my boy across the bar tell some girl that he travels for work. That man delivers pizzas.
Oh, man, I deliver food.
I found one that might kind of work for you, Jordan, here.
Okay.
Okay, doctor, do you want to hear the good news or the bad news? And, of course, Jordan would say, the good news, please. And the doctor goes, we're naming a disease after you.
Oh, God.
When you put it like that, like that, like that, like that, you right.
Great. All right, I've got one that says, I feel this one deep in my soul. Almost 22 years ago, so this must be the age of this girl. Almost 22 years ago, two people had sex, and now I have to go to work every day.
Yes! Seriously, thank you, Mom.
Thanks for that. There's another meme that says, I hate when Walmart doesn't have what I need, and I have to go home, change out of my pajamas, take a shower, just so I can go to Target.
Oh. Walmart is the only place where it is socially acceptable to look almost your worst. Like your absolute deathbed worst. And no one is going to bat an eye.
Nope. Nope. It's the beauty of that place. All right. Another meme that says every woman's biggest nightmare is late marriage. And then somebody responded with, well, mine is sitting on a toilet and having a hidden snake attach my private parts. My cousin sent me this one, cousin Michelle, who's right here, who's sure that other did. Voice right there. It's a picture of like 1950s mom helping her 7-year-old daughter with hair, with her hair. And the little girl says, Mom, did you want a daughter or a son? And the mom says, I just wanted a back rub.
Facts. Oh. Actual facts.
Oh, God.
Is that how it works over there?
That is how it works.
Is that where babies come from?
Where
yep,
babies
back
come.
Rubs.
From back rubs. Oh, and then this one too, man. Wow. I'm really scared about where my mental health is going here, but sleeping is cool because it's like being dead, but without hurting my family. This one kind of is like our This Day in History earlier, Dustin. It's a picture of a like 12-year-old kid with his AirPods in. He's raking the leaves, you know, he's just like a little white boy. And it says, me listening to music about selling drugs and murder while I do the yard work.
Seriously.
Driving around with all of it. Oh.
That's me on my drive here.
Right.
Listening to hardcore rap music just to come sit here and talk about this day in history and nerd out.
Yes, that's right. You have to be smart about, I don't know, selling drugs. You can't be stupid. Who knows? All right. This is a Facebook relationship update. It says, in a toxic relationship with Amazon Prime.
Oh, that's you.
Ouch!
Wow, all of us simultaneous.
That's my family. That's my blood.
I have been at your house for 4 days, and already we've picked up, what, 4 Amazon packages?
So what? I needed these things. Trip. And now we need kitty snacks because
you needed a hat from the Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Literally the rainforest.
Yes, it took 24 days to get there. Talk about no Amazon Prime. All right, I've got 2 more memes left for you. Him, I'm going to call you at 11. Me at 11:01. All men do is lie.
All of my exes.
All men do. I feel that same way, too. You could change all the genders in there. And the very last meme for Meme Monday today. It's a picture of a couple on a date at a restaurant. And the server's coming up, and she's got all the plates on her serving tray. Waitress, let me get that mess out of your way. Me, I already called her an Uber. Thanks.
See what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
What the hell, Chris?
No.
What?
No.
Don't.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Don't. No, I was just asking.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You got it.
I'm turning on your microphone. I literally have to turn off your microphone now because I know that you're going somewhere weird that I apologize. Excuse me. So tomorrow on JSAF, tomorrow on the show. Well, actually, tonight we're going to Flip Switch VR as a team.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
This is where we put on virtual reality goggles. Oh, I'm going to vomit.
Is there a competition? Wait. Like, is it partially competitive? Or are we supposed to work as a team?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure we're supposed to work as a team. Right?
I hope so. I love it when we have to work on a team versus just all together.
I hope it's a little work as a team, but there's still a winner. Like, oh, you guys beat the level, but this person got the most kills.
Killing zombies at Flip Switch VR.
Yeah, I want to win.
I'm sure you can win, because the only competition that I have at Flip Switch VR tonight is between Chris and I, who is going to vomit first with how we...
That's true. I am going to bring a sack just in case, and I will let you know if I'm like feeling a warmth in my belly.
I'm going to snort a line of...
Snow?
Dramamine.
No, Dramamine. Yeah, sorry. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. Yeah, Dramamine. I'm going to need some Dramamine before this, because Chris and I both get very, very sick.
Is that the muscle relaxant?
No, it's the thing that makes you not get drowsy. It's whale watches and
for
stuff.
For ships and planes.
Yeah.
And virtual
reality.
And vomiting
and for zombie killing.
Mm-hmm. Dustin, you and I tomorrow are about to... We're pretty friendly, but I don't think we're going to be friendly after our debate tomorrow.
Probably not. Typically, when we don't agree on something, it gets pretty heated.
It does. And this is... for all the cookies on Earth, basically. So tomorrow is the 12th, mm-hmm. which is the day that Marty goes back in time to get the almanac from Biff so that we don't have to live in this alternate 1985, which is where I think we are right now. Anyway, but because of that, we were having this conversation about Back to the Future 2, Dustin and I were, and he's like, man, none of this stuff that they predicted happened in 2015, because they went to 2015 mm-hmm. in the future.
They had hoverboards.
I think a lot of stuff was pretty close to right on. So we're going to have this debate.
We're both
going to watch the movie tonight.
All three?
Nope, just Back to the Future 2.
Okay.
Only need to talk about the part
when
in
they
Back
go
to the
into
future,
the future
where they go into 2015.
Got it.
And I'm going to find all the things that they did get right. And then it's going to be a much larger list than all the things that they got wrong.
So, I don't believe so. I don't think so. Because of the hoverboard. I'm just... No. There's no way.
Yeah.
Just
no.
The hoverboard. I mean, come on.
The whole aesthetic of like the buildings and the lights and the displays.
Sure, we might not have flying cars,
holograms.
Hey, there's a hologram. Isn't Whitney Houston going on tour as a hologram?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Not only that, I mean, obviously Doc puts on some Google glasses. Like, this is, you're going down, Dustin. There are more things that they predicted in that movie, Back to the Future 2, that are right than wrong. And I'm going to prove it to you. That tomorrow.
Whatever.
So what you're saying is that you two are going to debate tomorrow, and we're going to figure out who is the master.
Okay.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.